Hello and welcome to our podcast. We're going to be discussing key issues within the utilities industry. Today we'll be talking about smart metering. We're joined by Ian Parry, who is one of our senior business consultants within the utilities team. He's worked within the industry for over 16 years and has held a number of senior roles across credit risk, collections, sales and operations. Hello Ian, thanks for joining us today. What would you say are the main challenges of smart metering at the moment?
Hi Laura. Well, I think there are three main challenges. The first one is deployment, getting the meters into the properties in the first place. I don't think we can underestimate that this is the largest infrastructure change to the utilities industry in decades, and trying to get all of those meters exchanged by 2020 is a significant challenge. Then I think it's managing the data and the insight, not just for the industry but for customers as well, and customers understanding how they can get the greatest benefit from understanding their data and their energy usage. And I guess moving on from that, then it's gaining trust from customers them feeling that they own their data and they can start using it and maximising that data.
So we spoke about some of the benefits of smart metering. Moving on from that, where do you see the value being driven from?
Well, with such a large infrastructure project, there are several areas where value will be driven from. But what I'd like to do today is focus on four of those. The first one is energy efficiency. It won't come as any surprise that from a consumer perspective, the main value will be understanding the usage in the home and being able to manage that better on a day-to-day basis. So as a consumer, you'll be able to look at where your sort of peak usage is coming from and be able to manage that better. And in fact, a recent survey by British Gas and Oxford Economics suggested that could be around £65 per consumer per annum. So not an insubstantial reduction in usage there. The second one is operating cost reduction. Today, there's a number of people that read meters for the gas meter and the electricity meter, and going forward with the technology installed on the smart meter, that will no longer be the case. So a reduction in operating costs will be part of the value being driven through the smart meter deployment. Thirdly, then there's again looking at understanding energy usage and being able to predict future usage. So for purchasing energy on the spot market, for instance, understanding the data coming from the meter itself will allow the energy companies to improve their current modelling capability and improve their ability to predict future consumption and get the prices right as far as how they're buying their energy on the markets, and in fact being able to pass some of those benefits on to consumers. And last but not least then would be managing debt. The ability in the future to switch customers remotely from a credit meter to a prepayment or pay-go meter is a considerable benefit. Today, there's quite a lot of cost wrapped around that process, with getting a guy to the house and to exchange the meters, and you know, getting access to the property in the first instance. So again, that's one example of where the smart meter process will enhance the debt management.
So let's pick up on the debt benefits for a moment. Do you think utilities companies will remove the debt issue with the introduction of smart meters?
No, I don't think that the onset of smart metering will be the sort of panacea for debt across the industry. I think it'll certainly improve the management of the debt process and remove quite a few of the operating costs, but there'll still be the requirement, for instance, to understand before exchanging the facility from a credit facility to a prepayment or pay-go facility, that the customer is suitable and able to pay by those means. There's a number of customers that take energy today that can't use the facility. So if they were to be changed over to that facility remotely, then that would be a huge problem for them. So I think there'll still be a lot of checks and balances needed in place, and I'm sure that the consumer groups will want to be pushing for those things. So whilst it will reduce the debt problem, it certainly won't resolve all of the debt issues.
Okay, so let's look at the deployment of meters now. What are the key considerations that you need to think about when you're looking at deployment strategies?
Well, in phase one of your deployment, I'd certainly recommend that you look at customers that you're likely to retain, customers that want the smart meter in the first place, and customers where you're sure of where the location of the meter is. And of course, if you don't have this sort of information on your customers, we can help with understanding those things. So understanding the age of the property, and clearly the age of the property will directly link to things like the thickness of the walls, which will also have a knock-on effect to things like broadband strength. As well as this, then you've got the composition of the property, how many individuals are living there, how big the property is, and also then sort of relating back to early adopters, so looking at socio-demographic information and profiling the type of person at the property. Are they those type of customers that are interested in the environment eco products, or are they less interested in those things and maybe wouldn't be as interested in smart metering? And if you're bringing all of those things together, so everything you know about the customer from the data that you hold on them and information you could obtain through third party, that will reduce the costs that you will incur as part of your phase one deployment strategy, and hopefully you'll have a pilot group or a group of customers that you retain that use the meter, and that you can gain insight and information from, not just from the deployment strategy and how effective that was, but in how the meter itself is changing customer usage patterns and their behaviours.
Thanks for today, Ian. Hopefully you all found it very interesting. If you would like any more information, then please don't hesitate to get in contact with us.